All right, a guten erev Shabbos Kodesh. So I want to ask I want to source a Rashi not in this week's parsha. You know, the very first Rashi in Chumash says, it's open to the very first Rashi in Chumash, it says that really the reality is that the Chumash could have started in our parsha, in Parsha's Boy. That's the first mitzvah. It could have started over here. We technically didn't need the entire, more than one-fifth of the Torah, Bereishis, and the whole Sefer Bereishis, Shemois Va'era. We don't need any of it. So why was it written? Says Rashi, because the nations of the world, the United Nations, are going to come, and they're going to go ahead, and they're going to see that Hashem giving Klal Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. And they're going to say, Mechetesi, who are you? So therefore, Hashem says, you know what? I'll tell you exactly who I am. I'm the one who created this whole thing. And therefore, I have the rights to decide who goes where. And it's my prerogative to go ahead and give Klal Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that is why we have the entire story from Bereishis till now. That's the reason. Okay? Now, I have a question. I don't really understand. I mean, there is the entire Bereishis. What about all the stories that we learned, all the lessons that we learned from Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, from Noach, from Adam, from the Imois, from all the Shvatim? What about any of these stories? What about all the lessons? What about all the speeches that I gave in the last 4 years for Bereishis are worth nothing? They don't need to be there? It's just to pass time in case the United Nations actually decide to listen to the Torah? And second of all, but similar idea, the entire Yetzias Mitzrayim. Our Emuna is based on that. Yetzias Mitzrayim, all the Makas, Moshe Rabbeinu. The entire thing, how Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. How on earth does what's Pshat in this Medrash that Rashi brings down, that really we don't need it? We don't need it. I mean, where do we get our Emuna from, if not from the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? So I think the answer is, so you talk. I didn't see this question anywhere, but I think it's, you're talking more that this is a Parshat Shaklavataya. But I think the answer is that Avadai, we will have to tell over the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the actual story and all the lessons of Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Of course, all those things were 100% would have been learned. And there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to go ahead and tell your children the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim yearly. And of course, we would have to have told it over, and all the makas, Moshe Rabbeinu, we would have, everything would have been said. And with regards to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, of course, all the lessons would have been learned. You would have been having to impart these things to your children via being mechanech your children. Every time your child goes ahead and sees something that you do and sees how you react, he would have picked up the lessons. And we would have expected that all these lessons to be passed down from father to son. Though that is the way that Klal Yisrael would have been bringing up. We don't need these things recorded necessarily in the Torah. It would have been learned naturally. It would have been passed down naturally by osmosis, by passing it down through from father to son. That's how we would have passed on these lessons. And the entire idea of Emunah, like the Ramban says, that you know the expectation is that you pass these things down to your father and from father to son, and the person who your son believes the most is you. The one who has the biggest effect on his child is the one with the biggest effect on a child is the father. The father is the one with the biggest effect. And he is the one who's going to, so if you go ahead and you act okay, you act with calmness during a fender bender, you act with calmness when things are, and you impart to your children all these life lessons of how to go ahead and live, that's exactly how he would have absorbed those life lessons that we have from the Chumash. He would have absorbed them. Our question was, he's not going to absorb. Of course, those life lessons. After, from Parshas Bayin on, when there's mitzvahs, we would need to know what to do, a commandment from Hashem, so we have these mitzvahs. But in the life lessons and the story of what happened, of how we became a nation, that's what Pesach night is all about, when you teach your children these things, A. And with regards to the midos and the things that we learned from the Avos, you're right, we would have learned it. How would you have learned it? You would have learned it by being a good person. And your child would have picked that up. Because the person your child learns the most from is you, and who you are, that is, and of course, it would have gotten passed down to being a good person. You know, when I was in Passaic, I was in charge of the Shabbos meals there, and I had it down to a science. 14 minutes from Kiddush to the end of benching, we did everything. It was chick chak. That was it. And I was called into the Rashiva's office, and the Rashiva's like, what's going on? What happened to Shabbos Miros? Like, you know, he says, you have to be mechanich yourself. You have to be, how are you going to be mechanich your children? I said, be mechanich my children. And Mr. Shem, when I have children, I will, you know, hopefully have a longer Shabbos Suda. I don't intend on having a 14-minute Shabbos Suda when I get married. So he's like, you're mistaken. You can't be mechanich your children before you're mechanich yourself. And what you look like now is what your kids will look like when they're 16, 17, 18. And because the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You can't fake chinuch. You can't tell your children, really, this is not important to me, but we're doing it anyways for chinuch. I heard from a comedian. He said he always thought that his father was never able to finish a sentence. Because every time his father spoke, what the? Who the? And he never finished a sentence in front of the kid. He said, I always thought my father was some sort of, you know, idiot. He never knew how to... But Lamaisa, you can't fake who you are to your kids. And if Shabbos Sudas don't mean a lot to you, so then they're not going to mean a lot to your kids either. You can't just say, when I have kids, then I'll put on the show. Who you are now is who your kids will be. And how you act now is how your kids will be. You're right, sometimes you'll be able to fake it, but not long term. Your kids will know exactly who you are, and based on who you are, they will act. And these type of lessons that Avraham Avinu imparted to us would have been passed down to his kids and to his kids and to his kids all the way down to us. And those are the lessons that our children have. We don't need it written in the Chumash. It would have been passed down from father to son. So that is the reason why Rashi chose the reason, the Medrash chose the reason, that the only reason why we have those first things are for the Goyim, for the United Nations, to tell them that really the Rabbeinu Shlalim is in charge. There was this guy in Chicago who was on a flight, and I forgot the name, and he said he was teaching his kid Chumash, third grader, he was learning with his kid Chumash, and the person next to him said, you know, I just want to, don't you feel guilty indoctrinating your child at such a young age? Why don't you let him grow up normally, and then, when he's older, present him with different sides, you know, maybe you want to look into this religion, you maybe want to look into being an atheist, man. Well, you're indoctrinating him, don't you feel guilty, like, you know, totally brainwashing the kid? So our friend saw that this man was wearing a Packers hat and a Packers cap. He said to him, you look like you're a Packers fan, right? He said, yep. He said, and what about your kid? So the guy fell right into the trap. He said, I would die if my kid was not a Packers fan. So, being a Packers fan, you know, he was obviously not that bright. He had to go ahead and spell it out to him. So he's like, don't you feel like you're indoctrinating your child? You know, maybe when he'll grow up, he'll want to root for the local chess club. Or he'll want to root for the Bears or something like that. Why are you indoctrinating him to be a Packers fan? So, similar idea. You know, just a story to bring out the fact that we are going ahead and... We have to be mechanech our child in the way that we want to be. Now, I know, you know, a lot of times we mentioned current events here. The world, the basketball world recently lost, I'm not saying we lost, the basketball world lost one of their stars this past week. And all of the people that we always laugh at, that they're so shallow and they're so, you know, all the stars from the world, the sports world, the Hollywood world, they're all commenting about this loss. And you know what's very interesting? Almost, even if they do mention it, it's always a brief part. The main bulk of those people who are saying saying memories of him are saying memories. They're not saying, talking about his jump shot. So nobody mentioned the jump shot. People mentioned the work ethic. People mentioned the team player, or whatever that means with regards to him. But you mentioned other things, all these things. So my point is that these values are not something that we don't appreciate. Everybody on the planet appreciates them, and everybody knows that other things are really trivial and not important. But what does make mention, or what does make note to people, is the real stuff. Family, God, your relationship to, and you're building your life. That's what's important, and that's what counts. And all we have to do is show our children, not after we're dead, but show our children when we're alive, that that's what's important to us, and drop the trivial stuff. Make sure that we
promote these things, and when a fancy car passes by, even if we do turn our heads, but promote the things that really count. Nobody says in a Leviah that he drove. Nobody mentioned his cars, and nobody mentioned his palaces. Not one. What's the pshat? Are those? If he would pass by in his cars and in his helicopter, we would look at it. But no, we don't mention it because that's not important. So we have to make sure that these are the values we pass on to our kids, because that's what's really important to us. And we have to make sure that those values that are important to us are truly being passed on. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to do. That's what we're going to be mechanech our children. Have a great Shabbos.